maintaining excellent customer service in Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. In the immigration fight, the White House looking to remove what it calls a loophole.
The Flores Agreement. Under that agreement, the government is not supposed to detain children for longer than 20 days. After that, they, and often their families, are released into the country until their cases are heard, which often takes years or months. The Trump administration is expected to try to put an end to that by replacing the Flores Agreement as soon as today.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Those new rules could mean migrants can be held longer than 20 days.
Those changes are expected to be challenged by a flood of lawsuits almost immediately.
And the Iranian foreign minister warning the U.S. that Tehran may also act unpredictably in response to what he calls the U.S.'s unpredictable policies under President Trump, also reiterating that Iran remains committed to its nuclear treaty. America is listening to Fox News.
She was Native American, but she is ready to gain back America's trust.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Elizabeth Warren wants to put your mind at ease if you still have reservations.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren is remorseful and wants to offer voters a peace pipe.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren wants to move this country forward. Let her show you how.
Sorry.
It's another great day to be on the radio. And it's about time to start the show, Greg Budell.
Crap.
Oh, well, how are you feeling, Jay Scott?
No!
Emily Hayes, you doing okay?
Fine.
And how's Bailey the Wonder Dog?
I kill you!
And Rich Thomas, how...
Just shut up.
Sounds like it might be an interesting show. You stand by for three men and a lady... I'll go see if the coffee pot's broken.
I kill you!
Well, let's start out by saying I feel like today.
Man.
Happy Wednesday. News Talk. I don't have news, but like, I'm here, but not only. Jay Scott is here. Already getting into weather effects. Emily Hayes. But let's find out what's happening with our climate.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It is a routine August day. We had 95 yesterday. I think we'll be in the mid-90s today. We had a heat index of 102 yesterday. I think we'll be in the same neighborhood today. Scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. The prime hours, I think, according to future radar, would be, 3 to 9. But, I mean, you can get it any hour, but 3 to 9 p.m. maybe. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, mid-90s again. Then, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The showers and storms will be in generous supply. We'll bump up the rain chances as a front moves into the state. They'll still be random, but be flexible with your outdoor plans. Low to mid-90s. Right now, this morning, calm winds. Lots of humidity. It's 74, 610.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Guess what night it is?
Wednesday!
Yeah, Wednesday!
It's a great day!
No way! The week's not even through yet!
Well, we are halfway through the week.
Like midway through.
There's just something very exciting about that.
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Every day above ground is a good day.
So that means today is a good day.
Okay, Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive, we get it!
Can we start now?
Yes! Showtime!
With big breaking news.
Roach.
Shep.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Shep. Assistant Larry King will be divorcing his eighth wife.
Oh.
He's not dead.
I thought he's seventh.
Well, he's married seven women, but he's married one of them two times.
I see, an asterisk.
Yeah.
That seems to happen with people that get married multiple times. Usually there's a repeat spouse in there.
Yeah.
I have also heard a rumor that an esteemed and most excellent surgeon has offered to help Larry get rid of that hump.
What hump?
That's what Larry said. What's the question? You got a question? Tucson, Arizona.
What?
Larry always took his calls like he had Tourette's. One of the funniest SNL skits ever is they had, who was he was playing the Beach Boy with the nervous condition.
Know the player's name.
Somebody, name a famous actor named Timothy.
I was going to say
Dalton.
Tim Conway, but it's not Tim Conway. I know you're thinking, isn't that the guy that married Susan Sarandon?
I believe it's him.
Yeah, okay. Tim.
Robbins.
Tim Robbins? Timothy Robbins?
Okay.
Robbins. I'm right. That. It's okay. Yeah.
So he's pretending to be the nervous beach boy, right?
Defensive.
Who's just finally been able to come back out into public.
Mm-hmm.
And the brilliant Phil Hartman was playing Larry King. So they're sitting there with the Larry King talk desk, and every time Larry King answered a phone call, the guy, he would jump because he was so, nervous about being out in public. It was
really Tucson, Arizona.
A hilarious way to make fun of somebody's nervous condition.
How you feel?
Bradford, Alabama.
Whoa.
How you doing?
Well, yeah, how's your condition?
I would tell you, I texted him and his alarm goes off at 2:22, so I had 2:24. How you doing? Are you okay? Will I see you this morning? And then I had three texts. Then I called at 2:48, and he sounded awful. He said, I don't know if I'm going to come in. I think that's what he said. I couldn't understand.
I don't know. He's here, so.
He said, give me 30 minutes. I'll try to pull myself together.
I'm here through the grace of God and Dr. Rick. I should get the music. Dr. Love.
But should you be here?
Yeah, should you be here?
I'm not, no fever, unless you want to come over and...
No, it's not necessarily the fever situation. It's just are you going to make it worse by being here? You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like taking a day off, getting the rest, that sort of thing.
We should let you...
So that you're better.
Didn't we learn something with the pharyngitis, Greg?
We'll let you go at 8 if you have a note from Roz.
Sure.
Denny's worried about the level of the breakfast, saying, it's only going to be cheeseburgers today. Oh, no.
Oh, darn. I love when he does the burgers. God,
I know. I do too.
Here, let's me spray some Lysol.
On the burgers?
So it's Z-Pack.
So you're roided up.
Half a prednisone.
Oh, I know what that does to you.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to come in and
sleep.
Not be my my usual cheerful, jolly self.
What a bunch of crap!
Throw the dog up against the wall.
I have never done that. Never would hurt an animal. So anyway, this all started with Larry King. 8 times to 7 women. He married one woman twice in the 60s. Larry King is remembered very unfavorably in Miami, where he began his career broadcasting from a hotel on what was then South Beach, way before it's the South Beach it is today.
Is he coast to coast then? No?
No, I think coast to coast, he joined that network and was out of D.C.
Oh.
But when he left South Florida, he owed some pretty powerful people big money. He was a scammer.
Is that right?
And after he made the network and became a national guy making millions of dollars, he still never repaid the Wolfson family and everybody else he screwed down there.
Really?
Yeah, so, and they never let him forget it.
Wow. Are they people who know bad people? I wonder if there's a contract.
The Wolfson family probably could have, you know, had something done, but...
How old is he?
96.
Wow. No.
So...
I remember one time I saw him at a spring training game. It was weird. He had the hump then, too.
Larry King?
Yeah.
He's not 98.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
80-something.
He is 85.
85.
Did you ever hear him fall asleep on the air?
No, I did not.
He'll be 86 in November.
Back in those days, you know, on the way in, he was on the Mutual Network, so I would listen to him. And when one of the callers, Larry. He had dozed off.
And there's got to be an engineer in the studio, right?
Yeah, you would think somebody would say, hey.
I produced a sports show in Mobile when I first started in radio.
That's right.
And one of their hosts would doze off at the mic. Holy Shervanian.
I shouldn't be two-finger pointing on that because it happened to me once, but that was after like 20 root canals.
Yeah, but see, Lee would just... fall asleep at totally random times near weird points of the show. I mean, there was stuff happening to kind of keep you engaged, you know. It's sports.
You weren't here early on when I started these weird hours, but I got pretty, the 8 o'clock hour was tough.
Yeah. I came along when you were still doing the upstairs, downstairs routine.
Oh, God, yes, I forgot all about that.
Going down to Bama Country.
For a while, it was four times a month.
And I used to hate it when you had to go be down there with the nose pickers. That just used to drive me nuts.
Did it for Kiss, too. Yeah.
Hey, we're a little more than a week away from our first Dunkin' and Sun Predict-a-thon.
Hooray!
If you have yet to partner up with a place that you can reliably depend on to do accurate diagnosis of your car's issues or just to perform the basic services, let me recommend Don Dunkin's 3 locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And here's the deal. We know that one reason, the main reason why a lot of people fall behind on car maintenance is because it's inconvenient. And you got to get it right back to office or your house or whatever. They eliminate all that for you. Just let them know what kind of accommodation you need to get your car in, and they'll take care of the rest for you. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And when you need tires, you'll get a true wholesale price on your favorite brand. They do direct business with all the manufacturers. Kind of like Georgia Floors Direct does with flooring. Don Dunkin set that up with all the major tire manufacturers. So no middleman, better prices, and it always includes installation. Again, 3 locations for Don Dunkin All-American Tire and Auto. At 6:18, local news, and then we're back with our rocket scientists.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students at Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after mechanical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We're going to a very special state for our Rocket Scientist of the Day.
Connecticut.
No, and it's not Florida. It's New Hampshire, where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Oh.
In fact, remembering is part of what makes this Rocket Scientist moment so special. In the town of Derry, New Hampshire, where the dairy air is fresh. I'm not even going to get a buh from you for that.
I mean, I felt like that was a cheese slice worthy. But so that's, too. You know, that's...
That's right. We're not allowed to vote.
Ain't my call to make.
We're not allowed to nominate, but
you say dairy, I think of it.
Oh.
Yeah, but he says dairy air...
Yeah, it was clever. It was clever.
It's better.
It was good. He's not feeling well.
I'll consider the cheese slice.
Yeah, I just got a text from Mrs. Rutabaga.
Yeah?
Imagine my surprise to hear your voice on the radio this morning. You are sick. Come home ASAP. Your throat needs a rest. I'm not giving you a sick note.
There.
Help make her
there
come down
go.
Here.
There you go. So,
Anybody got the number? It's 819-4810 for Duncan Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, no. That's just a case.
Oh,
so anyway, the dairy air is fresh.
Yeah. All this during the middle of your dairy air.
And excitement fills the air because they're about to unearth a time capsule that was planted 50 years ago. I hate to think that they are unearthing time capsules that were planted when I was already born. That kind of makes me feel a little bit old. Anyway, so here's what happens. They unearth this time capsule filled with excitement to see these artifacts from 50 years ago, and it was empty.
What? It took us several tries to get it open because we had the combination and it's an older safe. So by the time we actually got it open, there were a number of staff people standing around watching. We were a little horrified to find that there was nothing in it. It could have happened at any point in there. We've even speculated that nothing actually got it put in there in the first place. We just don't know. Because it was 50 years ago, the items were put in there. We're speculating that there may have been some Alan Shepard items in there. It was just the 50-year anniversary of the moon landing. So we just won't know what happened to them.
That is the dumbfounded town librarian of Derry, New Hampshire, where the dairy air is fresh.
I already gave you a cheese slice. That's such a bummer.
You know, it would have been funny if Geraldo would have opened it.
That's what I was thinking.
That's great. He gets a cheese slice, too.
No, wait a minute.
No, because he trumped. No, when you do something clever and then this guy
I'm
comes along.
I'm going to take cheese slices away.
And he doubles down.
You're abusing the system.
You're beauty, and you need to go home.
I mean, I caved to pressure this morning and gave you one for derriere.
My wife is ready to throw me in the street, and you're taking my cheese slice away? I have nothing. I have nothing.
Communication is key in a marriage.
Oh, says the expert of 7 months.
Has it
gotcha.
Been? No, we're coming up on 7 months.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
26th.
I think that's kind of funny. All these people are gathered around, pull up the time capsule. Of course,
there's none.
How many tens of millions of people tune in to see what Al Capone's vault contained?
Was that a two-hour buildup?
Yes.
I think it was. It was live.
And it got ponderous. I mean, a whole hour's gone, and we haven't seen the first.
Right. They're still teasing it.
Unreal.
It's not like you could TiVo it back then and just fast-forward through all the boring parts.
6:24. You know what I think my throat needs? Some menthol. So I'm going to head downstairs.
I highly doubt that that's what your throat needs.
Before I head down there, which could be my final journey.
The choices you are making today.
Your final journey.
At 6:24, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. If you know what LASIK is, it's a procedure that restores your vision. And over time, they have perfected this to where in less than a day, you open your eyes and, wow, the world is back to being HD again. it's exciting. If you're tired of glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them, call them at 272-2020 and at least find out if you're a candidate. Doesn't cost you a penny. In a few minutes of your time, that's it. This is a practice that's been around for 75 years, so they really have their customer service down pat. Go and find out, and then once you know, then you can either schedule the procedure. If you need a little financing help, they have care credit for qualified customers, but with the advances in the procedure and the passing of time, the cost has actually come down. So at least give it some thought. But step one, 272-2020, later this morning, make the appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. No pressure. You just need to take that step first. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, visit them online at onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK on Vaughan Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. As we hit the traffic dungeon, then Rich has the timeline for August 21st. And what's our topic on TV today?
The 10 most stressful moments in life. Stuff like, you know, moving to a new house. Stuff like planning a wedding.
Yep.
Stuff like, you know, getting married, new job, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, there's plenty there with that collection at 626. Here's Balaki.
As you move on through the morning traffic this morning, we don't have any hang-ups for you. Everybody looks great out on the boulevard. We have a lot of traffic building up, but don't worry, it's moving along just fine. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any hang-ups for you, and the 31s all look good this morning. Remember that your school buses are out gathering up children, so be careful around them. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capitol Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
News and talk. Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 21st of August, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That's the old CKLW 2020 News. 233rd day of the year, there are 132 days remaining on National Senior Citizens Day. Is that officially 65, or is senior citizen kind of a gray figure, you know what I mean? Is it a standard 65 or something?
The official definition of senior citizen is when you can no longer have whoopee.
Then our friend Larry King is not a senior citizen yet.
Probably not.
I'm not obviously not 65, but I'm eligible for certain, you know, senior citizen things at the store and at the at the theater. And
do I still get free
by that definition
breakfast at Denny's on my birthday?
Listen, my dad has got it down to a science what a senior citizen's Coke, cheeseburger, and fry cost him at McDonald's because my stepmom hasn't eaten healthy. Yeah. Yeah. So dad will squirrel away some change and roll through at McDonald's. Man, I hope they're not listening this morning.
I don't
just
take...
sold them out.
I don't take advantage of these things at the store because I'm just... it's self-esteem, I don't know. It's National Spumani Day. I thought that was wine, but it's molded Italian ice cream made with layers of different colors and flavors.
We usually have a thing for that later.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's Poets Day. Do you have a thing on Poets Day?
It's actually Spumoni and Poets put together.
How about
Spumoni
that?
Spumoni Poet Day.
That should be good. 1776, the Revolutionary War. The Redcoats land on Long Island. General Howe lands with nearly 24,000 men, hoping to capture New York City and gain control of the Hudson. 1851 in the state. The U.S. wins the first America's Cup, besting a fleet from Britain's finest fleet ships in the England's Isle of... it says Isle of Wight.
That's right.
Okay.
It's where... are the Bee Gees from there? I know there's a band called Backdoor Slam from there.
Dover Cliffs there.
But yeah, Isle of Wight.
1864, International Red Cross founded. 1878, American Bar Association, not the kind of bar where you get drinks, but the one that founded in Saratoga, New York, by 75 lawyers in 20 states.
What's black and tan and looks good on a lawyer?
What's the answer?
Doberman. That's one of the oldest lawyer jokes. Every Branch Close and or Dana and Jacqueline are listening. They laugh. They have a sense of humor.
The best ones I hear are from lawyers.
Yes.
Yeah.
On this date in 1887, Dan Casey struck out in the ninth inning of a game against the Giants, against the New York Giants. Okay? So sports columnist Ernest Thayer went home and began working on a poem called Casey at the Bat. 108 years ago, in 1911, the Mona Lisa stolen from the Louvre in Paris by an employee. It was recovered 2 years later.
I have seen the Mona Lisa.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of cool when you see something that, you know, that's the most famous painting in the world, and they have it so protected.
It's guarded, and there's alarms and stuff.
So we went to the Louvre and saw it.
The Louvre. 77 years ago, 1942, Bambi released on this date. 1959 on this date, Hawaii admitted as the 50th of the 57 states. Now, our song of the day from EJ the Rocket Man, originally from The Who's 1999 rock opera. This version, performed by Elton, was in the 1975 film adaptation of Tommy. Now, School of Broadcasting students, this is a long intro. You can stop at this hook coming up, because that deaf, dumb, and blind kid, he sure plays a mean pinball. How about some Elton John on the timeline?
Right.
That was good.
Ever since I
Well, there was some great stuff on Tommy. See Me, Feel Me, Touch Me, and was it Beyond Blue Eyes on... No, it wasn't Tommy.
Tommy was
that
the
was
album
Quadrophenia.
I think I mentioned at some point, I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that was the album that drove them to finally come up with Mr. Roboto. They wanted to have their own themed
album. Their own concept album.
And it bankrupted them.
It was amazing, though.
There's a parody in the movie he hasn't seen. There's a parody of that, of... Mr. Roboto.
Oh, Spinal Tap?
And Spinal Tap.
Yeah. You could have, the movie he hasn't seen gave me a big spectrum of things there. Rocket Man, by the way, comes out on next Tuesday.
I bought it already.
I know you bought it digitally. Yeah. Physically, it comes out next Tuesday.
I got you. 32 years ago in 1987, Dirty Dancing released starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. On this date in 89.
How do you say it then? Patrick Swayze.
On this date in 89, Nolan Ryan strikes out his 5,000th hitter. 1992, Hurricane Andrew pounding the Bahamas on its way to Florida. 25 years ago in 94, John Denver arrested for drunk driving after crashes his Porsche into a tree. His blood alcohol level was 0.128. 3 months later, he crashed into the ocean in his plane. Brody Jenner is 36 today. Amy Fisher is 45. Jim McMahon, or McMahon.
McMahon
is 60. Kim Cattrall is 63. She was Samantha on Sex and the City. Jackie DeShannon is putting a little love in our hearts today. 78.
Wow.
Kenny Rogers, 81. 9 days away from Labor Day weekend, SEC football now more than a week away. We'll say birthday season begins in 24 days because first it's a dog, then a human triple cycle. We'll begin 12 days later. Halloween in 71 days, that kind of starts the holidays, and Christmas Day 125 days away. That's the timeline.
I'm making Bailey a chicken cake to make a cake.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Routine August day today with a high in the mid-90s, heat index near 100 or higher. Spotty random afternoon storm, so it's about as routine as you can get today. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, mid-90s again. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rain chances are up. That doesn't mean it's going to wreck your weekend. It just means that you're going to have to be more flexible with your weekend plans. There'll be a lot of storms around. Some towns will get skipped, high in the low to mid-90s. Right now, calm winds. And partly cloudy skies, 74, 638.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to talk stressful life event. With our friends at CBSA, we're just checking with us in our earpiece to make sure that we can hear them. But we got time to do a little car shopping at Jack Ingram Signature Used.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with their name on the back is a car that has met the toughest qualifying standards, because the commitment is we'd rather have an empty lot than a lot with one car on it that we sell and causes trouble for somebody. So everything is very thoroughly vetted. So if you see it on their website at jackingram.com, it's worth your time to go check it out if it meets your needs. I focus on the category of vehicles available under $10,000. And you have an array of choices, some close to 10, some well under 10. And all of these cars, especially for a new driver, offer the best in safety features like the Volkswagen Jettas. There's a couple of those. The Nissans. Nissans makes it such a reliable product. I love my... We're 5-time purchasers. So I would never suggest that you go to a place that I wasn't willing to spend my own money. And we have 3 very happy Jack Ingram Signature Used Car drivers in the family. We've got Shoah, a Subaru. That was an incredible deal. A car that was owned by a Navy captain. We had the whole vehicle history document. It was wonderful. So, see Tip Thames and that great team. Over 20 financing options if you're up against the wall. And it happens, man. That's life. Or you can just browse before you visit at jackingram.com.
It's showtime.
Well, we're ready.
I'm saving my throat.
Are you?
Oh, man.
We have biscuit tickets to give away today.
Are you going
to...
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A new survey looked at the most stressful life moments, and we're not sure we're on board with these results because a few big ones did not make the list.
Yeah, the most stressful life moments are losing your job, moving to a new home, and having a dead phone battery. This is all according to the survey. Somehow divorce and the death of a loved one, neither of those made the top 10.
I can understand divorce. That's a relief for a lot of people.
All right, want to go ahead and get a check on this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. What do you guys make of this list?
Well,
you know anything about divorce?
I have personal experience with that.
I believe Ryan's right on that one.
But we are all grief-stricken here on Three Men and a Lady because we found out this morning that Larry King is getting his eighth divorce. Eighth. Twice married to the same woman.
Mm, yeah.
So we've been emotionally processing that life event.
You're not far behind him.
Ryan.
I may not win the race, but I'll place or show.
Be nice to him. He's not feeling well this morning.
I better not make the bet on the trifecta.
You planned a wedding. That was...
Yeah, that was stressful. Yeah.
But it's a fun stress. It's energizing. It's like when my daughter got married.
I don't know if it's fun.
Look at this.
Who's in a fun...
Fun stress.
A fun stress? No,
yes.
It's not.
Planning a wedding? That's exciting. You're not...
Fun stress? That's an oxymoron.
I need some medication.
Emily, for someone who's in the thick of it right now, it's fun for everyone except for you.
Yes. Right. That's the best way to put it.
That's good.
That's not fun.
You did all of these like within a year.
Me?
Almost. Well, what, no, job? Not all of these.
Job?
You didn't lose your job. And you didn't really start a new job, but you moved to a new home.
Yes.
You planned a wedding.
Uh-huh.
You got married.
Yep. Yeah.
You met your significant other's parents for the first time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would say you didn't actually have the child, but you gained a child.
Did your phone go?
Yeah,
I didn't know. Are you expecting?
Oh my God. I have a stepdaughter for the umpteenth time.
Did I hear rap?
Excuse me.
Greg
is about to find out what stress is when Emily comes across that table in a second.
It's a long trip down those stairs.
It's a long trip to 9 o'clock, buddy.
Hey, so about the phone going dead, there's another one. I have a lot of friends way up in Elmore County, and I lose GPS up there.
Signal.
And I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone episode.
You know what that's like?
America,
no, that's not what it's like. Herb Morrison.
It's tough. When I know that I'm going to an area where I may lose GPS signal, I'll screenshot the step by step.
How did we get along before we had all this stuff?
Remember when you would print out MapQuest?
GPS.
What? You don't GPS.
Oh, I used to love being the navigator for my parents.
I like still looking at a map and figuring out my route. I don't rely on my phone.
You remember when you had to write down...
You see Ryan driving down the road.
Yeah,
the
with a map.
Blocking his windshield.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
He's driving.
And a Studebaker.
But you know what?
Neanderthal?
Other people have their phone in front of their face. So
That's true.
Hey, Ryan, they invented silverware. You don't have to use your hands anymore.
I get a ticket for a phone in my face.
You know what's more stressful than reading the map? Is trying to fold it back up so it's the way it was when you first unfolded it.
Yeah.
It
never works.
Hey, kids, there used to be maps you get at gas stations.
And they used to be free. Then they started charging for it.
I know.
And then GPS came along, and the dinosaurs died and made oil.
And that was the breakdown of society.
So there you go. Back to you.
That's probably all the time we have. No, he said 30.
What's happening?
Well,
hey, we're gonna save those 30 seconds for tomorrow morning.
Okay,
when Julia's
I see.
Here.
Put
we'll
it
go
in the
over,
bank.
Over
yeah.
our time.
Okay,
then.
Good.
Julia will need 30 seconds to talk about
breakfast food again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. So we'll talk about breakfast with you tomorrow morning. See you guys. And to hear more from Three Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. Do you think Julia...
Well, that was fun. That was chaotic and fun.
Always. Always good.
All right. I'm going to go down and refresh my throat. And then we'll be back
to do today's edition of The Cheap Man. Guess who is headlining today's Cheap and Trashy?
I don't know.
Keanu Reeves, man.
Oh, yeah. The whole Matrix. Yeah.
Don't.
I stopped myself.
All right, Keanu Reeves is doing Matrix, so we'll go to Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I'll stop myself.
I know that one.
Spider-Man's leaving the Marvel Universe. So we'll go to Friends.
Hey, you know.
Good. That's fine. I don't know anything about Friends.
You hear Rocket Man's coming out?
And that is when?
Tuesday.
If I can get the Spinal Tap, you know, the Spinal Tap DVD has been officially lodged in my player for over a year. That.
Well, you can also watch it on Netflix and on Prime Video. But it's about this guy who's with a band and he's promoting. This is perfect for you. And the parodies they make about it, you gotta see it.
I should watch it because I used to be with a band. You ever tell you about Sticks?
I've heard about that.
All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon, and then we're back with whatever's left of the achievement trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 6 o'clock hour, and things still look good out on the roadways. We're starting to see some traffic building up around the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're headed in that direction. Traffic on the boulevard is starting to show some action. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we're still up at a speed limit ride. Keep in mind, school buses are out picking up kids, so keep an eye out for them. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Happy Wednesday. Today's hump day. Hump as in rise in elevation. Morgan, you so crazy. Only two more days till the weekend. Got any plans? I do. I'm going to build me a $4 squirrel crap and then shoot BBs at neighborhood kids. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
Hop a little hump-a-diddle-doo.
What?
No, I was just thinking about the Morgan Freeman thing about hump day.
Oh,
so, yeah, like, man, Keanu Reeves is bringing back the Matrix movies. And this whole thing reminds me of something that Robert De Niro said.
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
All right, so the first Matrix came out in 1999. I did not see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was followed by The Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions, both in 2003. Mm-hmm. So it's been 16 years.
Yeah.
Is there, like, is this really a big demand thing, or is he just... And I don't blame him for doing it for the money. Hey, if they're waving big bucks.
If they can keep the, you can talk about the quality of the films.
Yeah.
But.
Let's go to correspondent Jay Scott for the story about Spider-Man. You can explain this better than I can.
It is a tough little explanation, but apparently, so, right, Spider-Man.
This is going to be great.
Let's go to the board. Spider-Man, the property of Spider-Man is owned by Sony as far as the film rights. Marvel is owned by Disney.
Right.
So they had this whole Avengers thing, and they wanted to bring in all these comic book characters, so Disney and Sony struck a deal that allowed Spider-Man to appear in some of these Disney movies that you've seen, like Avengers, and like his own, the Spider-Man Far From Home and the Spider-Man Homecoming, those two films that had the new actor in there. They agreed to that. Well, you know, then it came time to renegotiate our terms. And Sony got... Disney wanted a 50-50 split instead of a 5-95 split that they already had. They were getting 5% while Sony was getting 95%. Disney wanted a 50-50 split. Sony said, nah, we good. And Disney said, okay, we're gone. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I was typing. Would you start that again?
Oh, no.
Well, Rich, I'd love to have Jay accommodate you, but...
Tune in Saturday.
In order for Sony to retain the rights of Spider-Man, they have to produce a film product with that character every, I think, 10 years in order to extend their license.
Oh, I think that's doable.
Otherwise, they lose it.
That's doable.
So you... Okay.
Yep. Boy, look at the time.
Yeah. There you go. What else would you... You'll never ask me to explain another thing again.
Alexi, remind me to make a Spider-Man movie.
653.
So I told you, I'm sorry.
We have the name for the new Bond movie. It's called No Time to Die.
When you were young and you're told that you'd only live twice.
Good evening, 007.
You used to say you'd die another day.
My name is James Bond. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
There's no time to die.
I expect you to die.
There's no time to die.
Fourth That's or fifth good. Title with death, with dying.
I know, yeah.
Die
yeah.
Another Day. Yeah. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Gold Dyer. No, I'm sorry.
Fans of the show Friends have been living with a lie for many, many years.
What?
What is it?
A lie, that's when somebody fabricates a fact, but that's
you're
not
welcome.
Important. In a 1996 episode, Phoebe.
Yeah.
Is that the one that Lisa Kudrow?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Is talking about how Ross is... I got another sound effect here. How Ross is
Rachel
Lobster. Because lobsters fall in love and mate for life, you can see old lobster couples walking around their tank holding claws.
Oh.
Well, that is not a fact.
No.
According to the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative, and they're only 20-some years late with this. Lobsters, by nature, are not monogamous and do not pair for life. And basically, lobsters are sluts.
Penguins mate for life.
Yeah.
I know of a lobster named King that has had 8 divorces now.
King lobster.
Snap, snap.
It could be, it might be, that Dan is getting married, or at least dating somebody on the Connors.
Oh, is that still on?
That's what my reaction was. Nobody's talked about that show in a long time. Taylor Swift's new album isn't even out yet, and it's already sold 1 million copies. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Pre-sale. Yeah, pre-order.
And Hoda Kotb, who needs a vowel movement desperately.
Hoda Kotb.
A vowel movement.
Kotb.
She does. She needs a A-I-E-O-U somewhere in between the T and the B in her last
name. Then she becomes Old McDonald.
She's coming back to the... We don't care if she's coming back to the... We're competing against them.
Coming back to what?
The Today Show.
And I didn't... She left?
Maternity.
She's on in the 9 a.m. hour, though, isn't she? Oh.
And Larry Taylor, who's no relation to Larry King.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Again, repeating the update.
Yes. The founding bassist of Canned Heat. Born up the country, on the road.
You just did all their hits?
He's dead.
Oh.
At 77.
That's sad.
That was an interesting... That was another band that just was part of that whole 69 thing. You know, mm-hmm. It was really great.
Yeah. Summer of... Well, not the Summer of Love, but the Summer of Woodstock, the Summer of Moon Launch, the Summer of Chappaquiddick, the Summer of everything.
Yeah. And if you'd like to see what an amazing summer it was, please visit riverregionboom.com and read my column called 1969.
I endorse it.
The year stood still.
Yep.
You were the first to see it, actually.
Well, you keep saying the year the Earth stood still. That's not the name of that. That's not the year that movie came out, is it?
No, that was a 50s thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Klaatu, Varada, Nikto. You must remember those words.
And it was the day the Earth stood still.
Oh.
And Klaatu was the guy that came out, and then there was a band called Klaatu.
There she was.
In the 80s.
Were you with them?
No.
Oh.
No, when I first heard Klaatu, I said Gesundheit.
What's the subject of the September column? It's getting close.
I don't know yet.
You ask on Facebook.
Did I get any responses? I don't think I did. Yeah. Thanks for the help, gang.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize
you asked for topic ideas on the Fabooks.
Wait a minute. Yeah, so this will be... that's right. The deadline is like really close now.
He wants it by the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Because of Labor Day, they want to get the
Oh, luck. That's right.
Everything
Labor Day.
To the printer.
Good luck.
Oh, wonky paycheck.
So maybe I'll write about used guys. I don't know. That's some fun. Right now, though.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. If you're feeling wonky in the neck and the back and your knees and you want to get straightened out, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. We've been telling you about him for a hot minute now. Are you okay?
How dry I am.
Even his hiccups are... Oh, my goodness. That was funny.
I don't know that Dr. Pasley can help you with your hiccups.
Just go there. He'll come around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. They open in 2 minutes. We can find out. Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook has flexible scheduling to work with your work schedule. Like I said, they're going to be open in 2 minutes at 7 o'clock, and that's what they do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon and 2 to 6. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, just 7 to noon. If you want to go get on the road to wellness, not be dependent upon pain medication to get through day-to-day life, and want to finally deal with maybe an old injury that rears its ugly head from time to time, go talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley. Give him a call at 285-8483. Again, they're on Highway 14 in Millbrook and also online at millbrookchiropractor.com.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
You're welcome, Greg.
Today being Wednesday, we'll have the new Food Outlet specials, and of course, Jay will do random facts. We'll follow that with a pop quiz and give away $10 of free shopping at the Food Outlet Nurse Jew. Fox News next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience.